Marcus Mariota battles a hamstring injury. And Packers running back Ty Montgomery says he might play Sunday despite breaking multiple ribs last week. Montgomery says he'll speak with teammate Jordy Nelson, who played with broken ribs last year. This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
Finding great people to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. It's time to try ZipRecruiter, where 80% of employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within one day. How? Using powerful technology, ZipRecruiter matches your job to the right candidates fast. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, only ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/block for your free trial. ZipRecruiter.com/block.
Napa know how.
It takes a lot to get excited about a bag, but most bags can't save you 20% on auto parts. That's 20% off headlamps, 20% off oil filters, 20% off virtually anything you can fit inside the 99-cent Napa reusable bag. So tell your buddies, there's a bag they just have to check out. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating Napa auto parts stores while supplies last. Minimum three items. Exclusions apply. Offer ends 10/31.
Hour number two of the Todd Brolenkamp Show underway here on KGYM 106.3 FM, our South Gym in Iowa City, where we're going to be on Friday for the KGYM road trip driven by Linder Tire. We'll tell you more about that coming up in a little bit. 107.5 FM, the North Gym here in Cedar Rapids and all across eastern Iowa on 1600 AM. Todd Brolenkamp alongside Alex Kuhn, Kyle Mann, our producer, working diligently to get you to 7 o'clock and the National League wildcard game tonight. It's the subject of the Emil's Hideaway poll question today at KGYMradio.com. Which team will the Los Angeles Dodgers face in their National League Divisional Series, Arizona or Colorado? That was a startling statistic that they shared about Zach Greinke during the Sports Center at the top of the hour. Greinke 13-1 this season in his starts at Chase Field, his home ballpark. We'll see how long he lasts. Odds are longer than either Irvin Santana or Luis Severino did last night for the Twins and Yankees, respectively. But the winner of the series does advance to take on the Dodgers. Cubs and Nats get their series started on Friday in Washington. Cubs announcing today it'll be Kyle Hendricks taking the ball in Game 1, followed by John Lester. And then as the series shifts back to Chicago on Monday, Jose Quintana making his postseason debut. He'll start Game 3 and Jake Arrieta Game 4, provided that he's healthy. We've got a $30 gift card to La Cantina Mexican Bar and Grill. We're going to hook you up with that sometime between now and 7 o'clock. Check them out at one of their three corridor locations or online at LaCantina319.com. Tristan Cockcroft, ESPN.com, is going to answer your fantasy football questions coming up in hour number three tonight. We'll also give you an opportunity to win some movie passes on the 6 o'clock showdown. Lots of stuff to get to. We talked about Iowa and Illinois playing for homecoming this weekend. Less than 1,000 tickets remaining for Saturday's 11 a.m. kickoff between the Fighting Illini and the Hawkeyes. Some big news revealed yesterday. Brandon Snyder close to returning to the field for the Hawkeyes about 6 months after suffering an ACL tear. Absolutely amazing. Illinois is going to come into this game with a new starter at quarterback in Jeff George Jr. We'll see how things play out. We'll break it all down for you, by the way, beginning at 9 a.m. Saturday morning with Before the Boom on our FM frequencies, 106.3 and 107.5, and then afterwards, from Coach's Corner Sports Pub in Iowa City, it's going to be another live post-game show. Stop on in on your way home after the game and let your voice be heard at Coach's Corner. It's after the final gun. I did want to get to this. There are a couple Big Ten stories that I think are worth noting today. Neither of them necessarily related to Iowa, but if you were watching the ESPN broadcast last night of the American League wildcard game between the Yankees and the Twins, you probably saw the commercial for this weekend's Big Ten game between Michigan and Michigan State. Big rivalry. ESPN's trying to hype it up. And the commercial that they showed referred to the Wolverines behind a on top of a picture of Michigan. And then instead of saying Spartans, and I think I know what they were going for here, they were going for the alliteration of Wolverines and Mean Green, right? It kind of rhymes, kind of rolls together. Nobody is going to mistake Michigan State for North Texas, except for the fact that North Texas got really upset about it. North Texas, who was just here in Iowa City collecting a check a couple weeks ago and then going home afterwards, making sure, unlike Troy, going to LSU over the weekend and picking up an $850,000 check and a win, North Texas only got the check. North Texas was upset enough about this to the point where the athletic director took to Twitter and suggested that cease and desist letters were on the way. And it turns out that he wasn't joking.
No, he was 100% serious. Hey, ESPN, Ren Baker, the athletic director at North Texas, former assistant athletic director at the University of Memphis, says, without a doubt, Mean Green Sports is the hottest athletic department in the country, but you can't just try to steal hashtag Mean Green. It's trademarked and has been for a very, very long time. Cease and desist letter on the way.
They actually did have their lawyer ready to contact ESPN. ESPN has since pulled the ad and apologized. Now, again, they're not mistaking Michigan State for North Texas, and I don't think anybody that's watched North Texas try to play a football game would mistake them for Michigan State either. But it's just the fact that who at ESPN decides that that's a good idea and signs off on that, and nobody else says, oh, wait a minute, it could be confusing to college football fans, and it also may not sit well with a school that actually uses that as its moniker. Now, there were a couple examples floating around. I guess Michigan State has used the term Mean Green a couple times on Twitter, discussing things like uniforms and things of that nature. But I don't know if I'm taking this as seriously as the AD in Denton did, where he's getting all... And who runs to Twitter with this? Why don't you do this behind closed doors? But I guess, look, they say there's no such thing as bad publicity, and everybody, or not everybody, but a lot of people are talking about the University of North Texas today, and they necessarily wouldn't have been had it not been for this. But this is now the second Big Ten-related commercial that has had people up in arms this year, because Fox created the series of ads surrounding Big Ten teams, and Nebraska got upset about the whole ritual sacrifice, Children of the Corn theme for theirs, and Fox, I believe, said they were no longer going to air that. But now ESPN has had to apologize for upsetting North Texas and using the trademarked term Mean Green.
It just makes me think, should we send cease and desist letters for KGYM trademarks?
Well,
have we done that?
We discussed having our station attorney, Dan Fielding, look into the matter, and it was decided that it's best to let sleeping dogs lie at this point.
Okay. Just making sure, because I think we could muster up some publicity for KGYM by doing this.
Well,
no publicity is bad publicity.
That would be a first. I'm taking a look at the Lansing State Journal story here. As of noon today, the situation was solved. Michigan State Athletic Director Mark Hollis told the Lansing State Journal via email that everything is resolved and no letters were sent or received. That's what's going on in East Lansing. Now, we've mentioned this. You've mentioned this in the past, and we didn't necessarily go in depth on this, but Michigan is going to be the subject of a docu-series, if you will, on Amazon. They're going to follow Jim Harbaugh and his football team around for a year, and I think is this set for 8 episodes? Do you remember how long this is set to run? But the deals were announced today or released made public on social media. Michigan for doing this, and again, we talk about programs figuring out a way to get their message out and be seen publicly and especially by recruits, and it's all about trying to figure out how to do that and get that advantage. And Jim Harbaugh has been really good at it because he's done some stupid things, and it gets people nationally and regionally talking about him. And again, there's no such thing as bad publicity. Michigan is going to open its doors. It's going to be sort of a Hard Knocks style look at the Wolverines and the college football life. They're getting paid to do this, obviously, because they're, you know, I guess putting themselves out, inconveniencing themselves by having these cameras around and everything. So they're getting free publicity for all of this going on. They're making $1.5 million from Amazon for the rights to the series. And they're getting paid another $750,000 for the access. So Amazon's giving Michigan $750,000 to have access to the program. And then another $1.5 million for the rest. So they're making over $2 million on this.
And that's
genius.
It is.
Is what it is.
It is. And of course, people are going to bring up, and you know what? Somewhat rightfully so, that none of it is going to go to the kids who are going to be followed around. I don't know how this is going to go over with the Michigan football program, because yes, on one hand, I do think it will bring good publicity to the program. How are they going to respond to having cameras in their face all the time, especially with a coach that maybe it's because he likes to troll us, but doesn't really like to release information from his football program. So it'll be interesting. A lot of people don't realize it, but on Showtime, they've been following a college football team the past couple of years. Last year, a couple of years ago, it was Notre Dame. This year, it's Navy that they are having a Hard Knock style series with. So I think it is good for the program, and it will bring free exposure. And hey, the money on top of it doesn't hurt anything.
2266 on the Hurtin and Stocker text line making that exact point. Michigan won't submit its starting day roster, but it'll make a TV show about their football team. Money talks. Yeah. Harbaugh. Okay, I'm not getting anything for releasing my depth chart ahead of the Florida game. Yeah, I'm not going to do it if I don't need to. I'm going to get over $2 million for doing this. And it's going to be seen by God knows how many recruits or fans. We're heading down this road, and I've said this a number of times. There's no turning back at this point where we're headed with regard to college football. And you are either out in front of this, and you are on the cutting edge. You're on the front lines. You are PJ Fleck. You are Jim Harbaugh. Or you are lagging behind. And in this particular instance, you don't want to be playing catch-up because, you know, Michigan has got this figured out. And Harbaugh's got it figured out. Look, there's a reason why he does as many goofy things as he does. Part of it is it takes the pressure off his players because everybody's always talking about him. But this, to me, is the Being PJ Fleck series that was on ESPNU.
Genius.
A couple months ago. A four-part series.
And that's perfect.
Free advertising. It was basically an infomercial for PJ Fleck. And I know there's going to be cynics out there, especially here in Eastern Iowa, that go, they lost to Maryland last week. Well, yeah, they did, but who knows how this thing is going to turn out up there in the Twin Cities. Everybody has bad losses. God knows Kirk Ferentz has had some of them in 19 years, 18-plus years on the job. It was a four-episode infomercial for the University of Minnesota and its head coach.
And about him.
And about him.
And
I watched the thing, and I go, I'd play for the guy.
Exactly. And that's what's going to happen with this Michigan series, because they're going to show what they want to show. Despite you watch Hard Knocks and you think you're getting an absolutely inside look, you're still not seeing things that the coach or the organization doesn't want you to see. So I think Michigan from that standpoint will be all right. But PJ Fleck, being PJ Fleck is absolutely perfect for him because he doesn't have to distract his team by having the cameras around 24/7, only really at practice. And they follow him around and show off his personality. He's perfect for that show, and it's a perfect thing for his football program. I just wish this was being Jim Harbaugh, because that would be even more interesting, because we don't know anything about the kind of, and I say this in a good way, the kook that is Jim Harbaugh.
Now, this started with, and it was the same Arkansas radio guy who he did Brett Bielema the first time around. It was called Being Bielema. And then it was successful enough that they did a second one with PJ Fleck. And I'm sure there's going to be another installment next year. And you'll never see Being Kirk Ferentz.
How because, interesting would that actually be?
I think it would be really interesting because
yes, I do too,
he, when he lets his guard down, can be funny. But he, again, is very Belichickian in the fact that he lets you see what he wants you to see.
Well, you said when he lets his guard down, you think with 10 cameras surrounding him at any given time, he'll really let his guard down?
Yeah, but here's the deal. It's almost impossible to go 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, even with cameras around, and not let a little bit of your actual personality slip out on accident. It would happen. I just don't think it would happen to any great degree. Now, 9406 on the text line says, I'll probably check it out, talking about the Michigan series on Amazon, and I don't care about Michigan.
Yep.
There you go. That's getting results. Speaking of schools that people in Eastern Iowa don't really care about, Nebraska in the news today as well. They, by the way, are going to wear 1997 throwback uniforms this weekend for their game against Wisconsin. The letters on the uniforms are made to look like they're mesh. And then they are going with all-white pants against the Badgers. Trev Alberts, remember, everybody was goo-goo, ga-ga, Trev Alberts. He's going to be the leader in the clubhouse to be the AD, replacing Sean Eichhorst. Trev Alberts has reportedly told his staff at the University of Nebraska-Omaha that he is not a candidate and doesn't want to be a candidate for the open AD position in Lincoln. So here goes the dream team getting the band back together. Dave Remington's going to be the interim athletic director, and then Trev Alberts is going to come in as the AD. Now where is Nebraska heading? Do they have a plan?
I don't know if they do have a plan, but I do think that this is a good thing for them. It'll force them out of their comfort zone. It'll force them to look outside of just the quote-unquote Nebraska guy and find the best candidate. They looked outside of the quote-unquote Nebraska guy, and they found the worst candidate the last time. They found somebody who was not cut out to be an athletic director, and it didn't work out well in Sean Eichhorst. There are plenty of good candidates out there. They need to find that one, and despite that fact, I believe they're going to find a head coach rather easily, a new head coach. I think it will be somebody from the non-Power 5 who is coaching in the city of Orlando right now. They'll look elsewhere. I don't think that whoever they hire is going to change who the number one candidate for that job is. And by realizing that Trev Alberts will not be the athletic director, it'll force them to look elsewhere and find somebody who's qualified.
He emailed the athletic staff, he being Trev Alberts, this morning in Omaha, and the email says, "Good morning. As most of you are likely aware, the University of Nebraska is currently engaged in a search to place an athletic director at UNL. There has been much speculation and conjecture about my interest in candidacy from local media and others. I owe you an update. I was contacted by the search firm to interview as part of their process, and I appreciate the opportunity. I want you to know that I have not pursued or interviewed for any job in my 8 years at UNO, and I don't intend to alter that thinking now. After some prayerful consideration, I have communicated with the search firm that I will not be a candidate for athletic director at UNL. We have unfinished business at UNO. Well, it's not beating Iowa in basketball, that's already checked off. And I remain committed to working as hard as possible to realizing those goals. I can't begin to thank you enough for your commitment and passion for Maverick Athletics. I continue to be honored to serve alongside our amazing team. So
unfinished
hiring
business.
Scott Frost is going to be someone else's
yes.
job. Scott Frost, who, by the way, he hasn't proven anything.
I'm not going to say that he's has a huge track record at this point, but that team was 0-12. And now I think they're the best team in their conference. So I think he's shown that he's a pretty darn good coach. Will that translate at the Power 5 level? That's yet to be determined. I get your point. As Adam Rittenberg said on Friday, he's only been a head coach for what, now a year and less than a half?
This, I think, would be a very dangerous hire for the Huskers to make. It's one that their fans would absolutely love because, again, it's the B.J. Armstrong principle. And the last two times that the Iowa basketball job has been open, fans have been on Hawkeye Report and on message boards saying, B.J. Armstrong, he's not walking away from being an agent where he's making millions of dollars off the backs of guys who are currently playing to coach his alma mater. Or who's going to replace Kirk Ferentz? Marv Cook. Oh, I get it. Wow. What punditry. Because he played football at Iowa and is a high school football coach. No. So this is that mentality of, well, Scott, it's got to be Scott Frost because they want to go back to the glory days. And to do that, you bring in somebody who was there for it. It's a risk.
It is a risk. But
give me
Marv
somebody.
Cook's never coached at the college level. And I go back to, I used to be a Colorado fan. A guy by the name of Dave Logan is a very successful high school coach in Denver. And every time that Colorado's looking for a new coach, there's a segment of the fan base that says, oh, we'll give Dave Logan a shot. But this is a guy who was a very successful offensive coordinator, is an innovative offensive mind, a successful non-Power 5 coach who I think is probably ready to take that next step as opposed to just a very successful high school coach. It is a risk, though. He has only been a head coach for a year
no
and less
guarantee.
Than a half. No, there's,
no guarantee because, look, Nick Saban coached at Toledo. Tim Brewster and who was the bum that Purdue fired? Daryl Hazel. Okay, they came
Daryl Hazel,
the,
very
they
successful
came out of the
at
MAC
Kent State.
Too.
Yep.
Okay, so that's all I'm saying there is just because you got it turned around at some place in a non-Power 5 school and just because you've got the pedigree that the fans want doesn't necessarily mean that you'd be the best hire. And now Trev Alberts, I guess you go back to the drawing board if you're a Nebraska fan and try to figure out maybe Johnny Rogers wants to be the AD. Or
is Eric Crouch available?
Grant Weistrom. Yeah, there you go. Bring in Eric Crouch. 319-366-1600. Busy day. Lots of Big Ten football topics to talk about. And I'll throw this one in there because we were talking about it in the sports office earlier today. But Kyle Shanahan says C.J. Beathard was taking some snaps with the first team during the 49ers practice today. So it may not be long before we see the former Hawkeye quarterback on the field taking over the reins of the 49ers offense. The NFL, what is this, week 5, right? Tomorrow kicking off with the Patriots and the Buccaneers.
I just saw a hilarious text in the Her Team.
I will watch that game tomorrow. Who am I kidding? Of course I'm going to watch the game, just like all of these other bums out there who say they're not watching. They're watching. I will watch that game tomorrow if both teams wear throwback uniforms. If the Patriots are in the red, white, and blue with the Patriot, Pat, isn't that his name? He's over the ball like they wore in the John Hanna, Steve Grogan, Craig James era when they were getting stomped by the Bears in the Super Bowl. And then, of course, the creamsicle Buccaneers uniform.
Oh, those
you
are
wear
awful.
Throwback
those
uniforms
are horrible.
For Color Rush, which they're not, but they should be. Because those were two of the best NFL logos of all time.
Oh, you see, like those the creamsicles uniform?
Oh, absolutely. Oof. Absolutely.
Wiggy in Iowa City thinks that Nebraska should hire Richie Incognito as their athletic director.
Yeah, I'll give it to you. 319-366-1600. A big thank you to our new text line sponsor, Hertine & Stocker Jewelers, located on the Ped Mall in downtown Iowa City. It's 5:28. We'll step aside and take a quick break. We come back. Kyle's going to have another big board update for you, and we are just minutes away from Alex Kuhn getting you excited for the start of another NHL season. It's the Todd Brommelkamp Show, back with more after this.
A piece of cake, a Sunday morning, ABC. Those are easy. So is earning the power rate and ATM refunds with power checking at Midwest One Bank. 9 out of 10 new users of power checking say they recommend it because it's easy to qualify and easy to use. Don't settle for free checking when you can earn the power rate with power checking at Midwest One. Open your account at MidwestOne.com today. Qualifications apply. Maximum $15 in ATM fee refunds per qualification cycle. Member FDIC.
We all win by living united. By forging unlikely partnerships, finding new solutions to old problems, and inspiring individuals to join the fight against our community's most daunting social crises. We are more than the fundraisers. We are the hand raisers and the game changers. United Way of East Central Iowa. Volunteer, advocate, give, make a difference. Go to uweci.org/2017 to learn more about how you can join the fight.
This is the Jim Scott Unash. Friday afternoon at 3, we'll come to you live from the KGYM tailgate tour with the Iowa National Guard. The gym class will be live at Linmar before their matchup with Prairie. Hearing on 1600 AM and 107.5 FM. We'll talk with coaches and athletes as we count down to kickoff and get you ready for high school football action. The KGYM tailgate tour with the Iowa National Guard. Friday afternoon at 3 on the gym.
Each week, KGYM recognizes a local sports team for the win in the community. The Metro Spotlight is brought to you by Carpenters Union, Local 308 in Cedar Rapids, and Local 1260 in Iowa City.
Why aren't schools throwing buckets of money at Jeremy Foley? That's 7372 on the text line. They probably are. He's probably happy with what he's doing, would be my guess. Welcome back in the Todd Brommelkamp Show, along with Alex Kuhn, our producer, Kyle Mann, with us. In the studio, ready for another Midwest One Bank Big Board update. Midwest One, where you're the one.
Iowa's going to square off with Illinois this weekend, a team that's had some questions along the offensive line, including a potential injury this week. But Illini offensive coordinator Garrick McGee says they're likely to have starting center Doug Kramer Jr. available by Saturday. Full strength, maybe, but that's going to give Illinois three freshman starters on the line. The Iowa State men's basketball team had the Puerto Rico tip-off move to Myrtle Beach last week, and today it's the Iowa women learning that the Puerto Rico Classic, set to be played in late November, has been moved to Dillard High School in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Former Iowa State forward Abdel Nader scored 10 points in 11 minutes in his Boston Celtics debut, and albeit a preseason game, his 4 of 6 shooting showing has the Celtics community feeling encouraged. There will surely be more to come as the reigning G League Rookie of the Year has a fully guaranteed contract for the upcoming season. The Gazette released its Area Volleyball Super 10 rankings today. Cedar Rapids Jefferson still holds the top spot, followed by Xavier second, Linmar third, Centerpoint Urbana fourth, Mount Vernon sixth, and Marion tenth. Last night it was the Yankees winning the one-game playoff for the AL wildcard, and tonight after the show we'll have the Rockies and Diamondbacks doing the same thing in the NL. Arizona will be hosting with Zach Greinke on the mound and Colorado throwing John Gray. The Diamondbacks won the season series 11-8 and won 7 of the last 9 meetings. That's going to be on all 3 KGYM frequencies.
The Independence Bowl has a new, I guess it's a sponsor. It's now going to be known as the Walk-Ons Independence Bowl.
The Walk-Ons?
Yes. I don't know when that's a brand or something, or who knows. That's the ACC and the SEC this year.
From Shreveport, Louisiana.
Shreveport, Louisiana, where I believe the year that Iowa State met, was it Alabama? Way, that seems like a decade ago. It's actually
more than a decade ago.
The media gift was a Sharpie marker with the Independence Bowl logo on it. I remember Steve Batterson.
Was it at least
Quad
a
City
big Sharpie?
Times. Well, it was a, no, it was just a regular Sharpie.
Yeah. Some bowl gifts are better than others.
That was the same year that Iowa played Texas Tech in the Alamo Bowl, because I remember ducking into a Mexican joint to watch the ending of the game. Didn't go very well for Iowa State, if I recall correctly, but that's neither here nor there. The NHL season, the puck drops on another year. The Pittsburgh Penguins looking to defend their Stanley Cup championship. Alex Kuhn will break it all down for us. You didn't know you were doing this.
I had no idea.
and we're doing it together. Back with more after this.
In baseball, a smooth swing is the best way to get a hit. And in bourbon, a smooth taste is the best way to win over fans. Larceny Wheated Bourbon does just that. It's made with more wheat for a smoother taste. Our master distillers hand-select only the finest barrels for a true small-batch bourbon. Get caught in the act. Unlock the smoothness of Larceny Bourbon today. Larceny Bourbon, Bardstown, Kentucky. 46% alcohol by volume. Think wisely, drink wisely.
Colorado visits Arizona in the NL Wild Card game. Coverage in an hour on ESPN Radio. Diamondback slugger Paul Goldschmidt, hampered by an elbow injury the last few weeks in an 0-for-17 slump. ESPN's Mark Teixeira.
If you have something physical going on, you really have to figure out how to make those adjustments. So tonight, look at him to try to swing at good pitches, maybe drive the ball the other way. He may not try to go deep tonight. He may not try to go for the fences, but look for him to try to put nice swings on the ball.
Arizona has put four of its five starting pitchers on tonight's roster. Colorado has two starters in its bullpen. Kyle Hendricks starts the NLDS opener for the Cubs against the Nationals. John Lester in game two, Jose Quintana in game three. NFL Patriots tight end Rob Gronkowski listed as questionable tomorrow versus Tampa Bay with a thigh injury. The NHL opens up the season four games tonight. Among them, the defending Stanley Cup champion Penguins are home to the Blues. And 44-year-old Jaromir Jagr signed a one-year, $1 million deal with the Flames.
Brought to you by JCPenney. Guys, get to JCPenney today for Levi's lowest prices of the season, like 505 regular fit and 501 original fit for $36.99 each. And check out our new big and tall shop inside the men's store at JCPenney. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney.
We've reached it, the point where the only way to make Tuesdays any better is by having more boneless wings. That's why here at Buffalo Wild Wings, we've invented Boneless Tuesdays. It's a celebration where if you order boneless wings at full price, you'll get another of the same size for free. This works for dine-in or takeout. Every little bit counts. And on Tuesdays, every boneless wing counts as two. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings. Beer. Sports.
Prices and participation vary. Valid only on Tuesdays while supplies last. Tax and gratuity extra. Additional restrictions apply. See participating location for details.
Guys, get to JCPenney today for Levi's lowest prices of the season, like 505 regular fit and 501 original fit for $36.99 each. And check out what's new in our new big and tall shop inside the men's store at JCPenney. Get all your work-to-weekend apparel in extended sizes, up to 5XL and 54 waist in-store and 60 waist at JCP.com. Hurry, sale ends soon. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney.
Offers represent savings on regular or original prices. While supplies last. Some exclusions apply. Season refers to the time period from 9/14 to 10/9. See store at JCP.com for details.
Sometimes the best seats in the house are above it. In college football, that's the Goodyear blimp. And for more than 60 years, we've seen what it takes to be worthy. It takes toughness, dedication, and perseverance. Because seasons aren't measured by wins and losses, but by heart. Some call it hard work, determination, or grit. We call it blimp worthy. Goodyear, official sponsor of the college football playoff.
5:36, welcome back in the Todd Bromelkamp Show, along with Alex Kuhn, our producer, Kyle Mann. Thank you to Randy, by the way, for calling in. Walk-ons, apparently a bar, a chain, which means it would be really popular if anybody from Cedar Rapids ever went to that particular bowl game. Got to get one of those up here. Maybe we could have traffic lined up around the block.
Have you seen
people
traffic
will call
lined
in,
up?
People will call in about the strangest things. Yeah, in Cedar Rapids, yes. And now if you wanted to go to that particular restaurant, you just drive right up and order. It's hardly ever a line. Imagine that.
By the way,
it's crazy.
Your night court reference did not go
now. See,
over anybody's head.
Okay, that's the 20th time I've probably mentioned Dan Fielding as the station's attorney on the air, and I've never said anything about night court, and it's not going to be funny. So that's... The whole point is to just not acknowledge it as a joke and to let people get it on their own or not get it, which to me is even funnier. Now that the cat's out of the bag,
I didn't even get it. So
now that the cat's out of the bag, that one's going to be dead and buried, I guess.
It's always the most ignorant person that lets the cat out of the bag.
We'll have to. Why are the cats in the bag in the first place?
Who puts a cat in the bag?
Don't tell me that they're going to drown the cats. This is a family-friendly show.
Someone's going to call in and explain where that reference came from.
And then Kyle's going to get upset because I don't want to bring that person on the air to explain where that reference came from. Just Look, it is what it is at this point. We got to make room for Alex Kuhn's
90 seconds of NHL.
It's no, look, you got the sweater on, man. You are Blues. Is that a new logo?
No, this is their third jersey.
Or is that just
that
a Chinese knockoff?
No, this is actually a...
I like that logo. It's got the arch on it.
They picked this up about 5 or 6 years ago. It's their third jersey, and unfortunately, I think it's obsolete now. I don't believe they're going to be using this particular third jersey.
Well, it looks good. They've got the Penguins tonight in the opener. The NHL, I don't know why the NHL does this. You've got all the time in the world to play these games. They're going to make Pittsburgh play at home tonight against the Blues, right?
Yes.
And then Pittsburgh is in Chicago tomorrow at the United Center for the Blackhawks home opener.
Apparently...
You won the Stanley Cup. Congratulations. You're going to open the season with a back-to-back.
Yeah, you have to play two teams from two crossover games with the Central Division Western Conference teams. But yes, Hockey Guy is extremely excited that 90 seconds of NHL
It's
going to be more than 90 seconds.
We get more complaints talking about baseball than we do talking about hockey, it never ceases to amaze me. But yesterday, we had the guy who listens every day, but I want to hear more about football, on the day where MLB's postseason starts. But you talk about hockey, and I think people just, either they don't care enough to even pick up the phone, which is a problem in my book, or they actually dig it, in Hockey Guy being an example.
I think that right now we're seeing something that... it's unprecedented.
Unprecedented, okay.
For a team to win back-to-back championships in this day and age. And the Pittsburgh Penguins are once again the team to beat. And we're finally seeing Sidney Crosby and Evgeny Malkin in their prime. And the Mike Sullivan has kind of made that whole thing mesh in Pittsburgh. And if they can win back-to-back-to-back championships, then you have to put Sidney Crosby up there as one of the greats to ever play the game, if he isn't already. I think locally, though, with the teams that people, if you do follow hockey, the teams that people care about, the Chicago Blackhawks. Are the Chicago Blackhawks at the end of their run? Two straight first-round exits. And they've been... They're not new to this whole salary cap thing. You look at some of the great players that have been let walk because of the salary cap, but just these past couple of years, they have not been able to get it done. You wonder, are they losing their legs from playing deep into the playoffs for so many years in a row? What is the deal? And I'll be interested to see what the Blackhawks look like, because they aren't a favorite to really finish in the top two in the Central Division. The Minnesota Wild and the Nashville Predators are ahead of them, and the Dallas Stars, for that matter.
Get your foam fingers out in Nashville
on a lot of people's preseason predictions. So I'll be interested to see what happens with the Chicago Blackhawks first and foremost. And that is the team that the NHL really, really likes to build their ratings around, them and the Pittsburgh Penguins.
The thing with me in the NHL, and I follow the Blackhawks, I don't really necessarily go deep on anybody else, although I was ecstatic today to see that Jaromir Jagr has officially signed on a one-year deal with the Calgary Flames. That guy has been playing for the better part of 25-plus years, right?
Yeah, well, this is his 24th
season. This will be 24.
He's 46 years old. 45 years old. He scored 30 goals at age 43. He's a freak of nature.
The NHL with the salary cap, I think, is something that piques my interest, because as a Blackhawks fan, you see firsthand, they give out these massive contracts to Jonathan Toews and Patrick Kane. And you have to. I mean, those guys are superstars. You've got to keep them together. And what that does then is it makes it really hard to fill in a really good team around them. And what that front office has done over the last couple years has been nothing short of tremendous, in my opinion.
It's been amazing.
In doing that, because you've got to figure out, okay, who can we get? What veteran guy can we get on a maybe cheap deal here? Or you go out and you make trades where you bring in young, talented players that aren't going to be, you know, a huge hit against your cap and hope that they pay off.
Well,
like Artemi Panarin.
Exactly, and then, until he gets good.
Until he gets good, and now he's not there anymore. It's just, you see the beauty, and I know people have said for years, oh, Major League Baseball needs a salary cap because the salaries are getting... If you think guys are changing teams too much now in baseball, wait until there would be a salary cap. Then you would have... You'd have Chris Bryant and Anthony Rizzo and a rotating cast of the 2013 Cubs around those guys. They wouldn't have any money to throw at anybody else. I love hockey. I'm excited about this tonight. And the Blackhawks open up tomorrow, as we mentioned, against the Penguins at the United Center. And then I'll check in again around the time that the Stanley Cup playoffs roll around.
Hockey guy brought something up that's very interesting.
Good.
And I think he's a Red Wings fan. If I'm not mistaken. The Red Wings' historic streak of making the playoffs, I think, finished last year. Will the Red Wings start another streak, or will they miss the playoffs for the second consecutive year? And I'm sure he will answer that on the text line. Other than that, I just look at this league right now, and I think there are so many really, really good young players. And that has led to a lot of spikes in ratings in Major League Baseball. You have some great, great young players in Major League Baseball. The problem is, in baseball right now, you have them playing for the right teams. You have them playing for the big market teams. Chris Bryant is playing for the Cubs. Clayton Kershaw is playing for the Dodgers. Aaron Judge is playing for the Yankees. In hockey, you have Sidney Crosby, who was an established great player, Alexander Ovechkin, who is an established great player, Jonathan Toews and Patrick Kane playing for the Blackhawks. But these really exciting young players, like a Connor McDavid playing for the Edmonton Oilers. How many people in America get to see him play all that often? Austin Matthews.
They still play their games. Was it Rexall? Rexall Center?
I do believe so. Austin Matthews playing in Toronto.
What you need to understand about my knowledge of the NHL is that it is 87% based on playing the video game. 87% of the things that I understand about the National Hockey League come from playing the PlayStation.
Hockey guy says they're going to miss the Red Wings are going to miss the playoffs for the second year in a row. They're going to be awful.
Now, wait a minute. I don't want to necessarily do this because I like 35-30. But was this text intended for us, or was this text not intended for us about us? The last text from 3530, God, I hope you made it home by now. It's even worse than I feared. Is that a text to somebody else talking about the segment where we're discussing hockey?
Well, I hope.
Because if it is, then this scored a bullseye. This was exactly what I intended it to be.
Yes, actually, I hope it's intended for us because I hope that nothing else is.
Yeah, no,
it's
not
out to somebody else. That would be not a good thing.
Hopefully, it's not a. Yeah, there's no major catastrophe occurring or anything, and you're just trying to text behind. You're not 3530. You're not texting another radio station, are you? You're not
like
cheating on me, are you?
The Tri-Cities?
Are you?
No.
Well, there's shows from 11 to noon, Alex.
True.
How the hell would he be texting them at
I don't know.
5:47?
Maybe he's listening to the podcast and he's...
You know what? We see we get that every once in a while. Sometimes, I don't know. Maybe there's some sort of celestial black hole out there, but sometimes somebody will chime in with something on the text line that is about an hour and 20 minutes old, and I'll just go... That's the most bizarre thing I've ever seen. Or they just couldn't get to their phone for an hour and 20 minutes. Have we heard from 3530?
I'm sure we will. I'm legitimately a little concerned.
I am too here. I feel like we've just caught a spouse cheating on us here. I feel if we still did the dating corner, which we don't and will never do over my dead body ever again, this would be an excellent episode. Who wins the Stanley Cup? Here's what I really want to know, and it's too late now because it's 5:48 and we've already wasted all of this time, which was going to be wasted talking about the NHL, but just in a completely different way. If you are a hockey fan in this area, I want to know how you came about rooting for your team. 319-366-1600. I think I've shared the story on the air a million times, but I listened to Blackhawks games on the radio as a kid at night before I even really knew what hockey was. And heaven help me if I would have discovered an AM radio station out of Hartford, Connecticut or something. I'd be rooting for a team that's defunct now, but I got lucky. And that's, I'm Al Secord, and I go way back to when the Blackhawks were really terrible in the late 80s. And then 90s came along, and Jeremy Roenick and Ed Belfour, and they were fun. Steve Larmer is probably my all-time favorite Chicago Blackhawk. And then, yeah, the last half decade or so, they've been really good. It's been fun, but just like with the I get accused of this all the time with the Packers. I've got a family in Wisconsin, and whatever it was about, I have followed the Packers since Don Majkowski was the starting quarterback there. It's nothing to do with Brett Favre and them winning. I remember when they used to get their teeth kicked in by the Bears. So these teams that are good now, like the Cubs, you like the Cubs and the Packers and the Blackhawks? Oh, wow, front runner. I liked them all when they sucked, which for the Cubs was as recently as 4 years ago. 319-366-1600. Let's go to, who do we go to first here? Mike in Iowa City. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, guys. Hey, it's Mike calling in from Iowa City.
Go ahead, Mike.
And, my prediction is that the Pens are going to three-peat. I lived in Pittsburgh before moving to Iowa City, and if you look at their roster up and down the line, it's perhaps even improved from last year, so I think a three-peat is in order.
All right, Mike, thank you very much for the phone. Was he in Iowa City?
He was in Iowa City.
And Brandon in Cedar Rapids, you're up next. Go ahead, Brandon.
Hey, guys. My favorite team is the San Jose Sharks. I was born in the Bay Area of California, and when I was a kid, I actually had a birthday party at the ice rink in San Jose, and the Sharks were having to practice at the same exact time, and they actually ended up coming down and joining us on the ice and skating with us, having a good time when I was a kid, and so ever since then, I've been a Sharks fan.
That is awesome. Thank you, Brandon, for the story there. This is awesome as well. Tone on the text line is an Avalanche fan because of Patrick Waugh and the NHL hockey games in the early to mid-90s.
Man, he was good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Josh in Iowa City, a Toronto Maple Leafs fan. He grew up in Southern Ontario. And Josh, your team is exciting to watch. Auston Matthews and Will Nylander next to each other. That is going to be a good team with the addition of Patrick Marleau. And that concludes your 30 seconds on the Toronto Maple Leafs.
7295 wants to know what it will take for me to cheer for Iowa State if I can get them to turn around like all these other teams that have turned around since I have followed them. There have been good years and bad years. I don't hate Iowa State. I don't even really dislike Iowa State. And I'm just indifferent. And I say that as somebody, I went to school at Iowa. And there's a natural little bit of bias. We were talking about bias in hour number one. I guess I'll cop to it there. That's a great story, though. Look, I'm just curious because even now, I think it's still a hard sell in Eastern Iowa, hockey.
And it is.
The Cedar Rapids Ice Arena, and the Rough Riders have been here forever, and their attendance isn't that great. I think people are starting to lose interest in them, which is unfortunate. The Riders, by the way, begin their season on Friday in Green Bay. I don't know. I'm curious how much people care and how they came about their team, because there's no real, just like everything else, I guess you've got the regional maybe you followed Dallas because you followed the North Stars back in the day before they moved, or you know, a lot of Blackhawks fans because you just jump on the bandwagon. I'm curious how people came about settling on their NHL teams in an area where the NHL really isn't that big.
People ask me all the time, why do you think that it's kind of, it hasn't taken off in the United States? And it's because people didn't play it. Like, everybody's played some sort of, thrown a football around, thrown a baseball around, kicked a soccer ball. Hockey, I think the kind of the foreignness of that sport makes it difficult for people to latch onto it. But once you start getting into it, once you really sit there and watch it, especially in the playoffs, a lot of people do get hooked to it, like Tony X, the greatest St. Louis Blues fan of all time.
2235 says he can't go to Rough Riders games because the fans are clueless about hockey and want to drink beer and hope that there are fights. That's any hockey arena. You either have people who know the rules down to a T, or the people who are just there to throw back oil cans and play chuck-a-puck. Right?
I love chuck-a-puck.
I mean,
I miss it.
You either are a hardcore hockey fan, or you are there for the social aspect of it. And
well,
the same
for
thing,
baseball.
Yeah, the Cedar Rapids Colonels, same thing. And I, to a certain extent, you know, football and soccer in this town, although I don't know necessarily how much the interest is there for either one of those franchises at this point. But you either are you either know what's going on and you're dialed in, or you're there to drink some beers and have a good time with your friends. And you don't even, there was a survey, and I wish I had it in front of me, and you know, I'm just going to, this will be fake news, I'm just going to make this up and throw it out there, but I saw it many years ago when I was working at the Cedar Rapids Colonels Minor League Baseball. Did this survey, and it was something along the lines of 7 out of every 10 people that would leave a minor league baseball game couldn't tell you the final score.
Well, that makes a lot of sense.
Not there for the baseball. They're there to have a good time.
I think that really is... I think when you go to a football game, a lot of times you're there to watch the game. It's just a different atmosphere. But baseball and hockey, and maybe even basketball to a certain extent, there's definitely a social aspect to it. Football, it's too loud and crazy to have really any social aspect to a college football or NFL game.
4634 wants to give a shout-out to Iowa Volleyball playing Michigan at 7 o'clock tonight. Maybe we can get that added to the big board, which I believe Alex is signaling me frantically here. Are we doing it right now? Yes, we're doing it right now. We'll do it now. A Midwest One Bank big board update with Kyle Mann, Midwest One, where you're the one.
Iowa Volleyball plays Michigan at 7 tonight. Iowa's going to square off with Illinois this weekend, a team that's had some questions along the offensive line, including a potential injury. But Illini offensive coordinator Garrick McGee says they're likely to have starting center Doug Kramer Jr. available by Saturday. Full strength maybe, but that will give Illinois 3 freshman starters on the line. The Iowa State men's basketball team had the Puerto Rico tip-off move to Myrtle Beach last week, and today it's the Iowa women learning that the Puerto Rico Classic, set to be played in late November, has been moved to Dillard High School in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Former Iowa State forward Abdel Nader scored 10 points in 11 minutes in his Boston Celtics debut, and albeit a preseason game, his 4-of-6 shooting showing has the Celtics community feeling encouraged. There will surely be more to come as the reigning G League Rookie of the Year has a fully guaranteed contract for the upcoming season. The Gazette released its Area Volleyball Super 10 rankings today. Cedar Rapids Jefferson still holds the top spot, followed by Xavier 2nd, Linmar 3rd, Centerpoint Urbana 4th, Mount Vernon 6th, and Marion 10th. Last night it was the Yankees winning the one-game playoff for the AL wild card, and tonight after the show we'll have the Rockies and Diamondbacks doing the same thing in the NL. Arizona will be hosting with Zach Greinke on the mound, and Colorado with throw John Gray. That's going to be on all 3 KGYM frequencies.
KGYM with its finger on the pulse of the Celtics community, and by that we mean Ed, who joins us at Coach's Corner in Iowa City. And I bring up Coach's Corner because I just got confirmation from Rob Howe at HawkeyeNation.com. Scott Chandler is going to be joining us again during the 6 o'clock hour on Friday as we get ready for homecoming and Iowa against Illinois. 2 hours in the books. Sorry if you don't like hockey, Tristan Cockcroft answers your fantasy football questions next.
Hi, this is Tiki Barber. My football career taught me the importance of being prepared for game time, and now that I own multiple businesses, being prepared means having capital when